Prologue, The Dream. I finally made it. I'm still in shock as I arrive at Citizens Bank Park in Philadelphia. Walking up to the stadium, the most beautiful in all of baseball, the first thing I notice are the cars in the players' parking lot. Mercedes, Hummers, Escalades, and Bentleys in every direction. Incredible. Quite different from the usual array of Honda Accords, Ford Escapes, and Saturns in a typical minor league parking lot, not to mention the Mitsubishi Endeavor that I just pulled up in. I can get used to this, I think to myself. Can it be true? Or is this all a dream? After 11 years in the minors and a lifetime of hard work and dedication, have I finally made it to the big leagues? I actually pinched the back of my arm just to make sure. I've had dreams like this in the past. Yep, it's real. I'm a major leaguer. It's not a dream. It's not a dream. Next, I'm stepping through the door to the largest clubhouse I've ever seen and gazing at the perfectly pressed red and white home uniforms hanging in the players' lockers. The jerseys are emblazoned with Phillies across the chest in big red script, two blue stars dotting both eyes. I can't help but think of some of the legends that have worn these uniforms. Pete Rose, baseball's all-time hit leader, was a Philly. Darren Dalton, Tug McGraw, John Kruk, Steve Carlton, a 300-game winner, Hall of Famer Mike Schmidt. Whoa, Mike Schmidt was a Philadelphia Philly. And look at some of the names on the metal plates above the lockers. First baseman Ryan Howard, the 2005 National League Rookie of the Year. Chase Utley, his power-hitting partner on the right side of the infield. Suddenly, first baseman Jim Thome, my new teammate, hollers, "Hey, Coaster! How'd he know my nickname? Great to see ya. Congratulations, man!" Thanks, I mumble back. Imagine that. My teammates know how long it's taken me to get to the big leagues. Even superstars like Thome and Howard can appreciate the path I've traveled. Gotta see the field. This is the moment I've envisioned my entire life, and the one memory I want to hold on to until the day I die, to stroll onto a major league field as a major league ballplayer. But it's more than that. I want to take in the entire stadium. With the warm summer sun hitting me in the face, I want to squint up at the furthest depths of the upper deck and imagine Citizens Bank Park packed with 40,000 screaming fans. Philadelphia fans, possibly the most intense and passionate fans anywhere. Then the smell of the grass. That unmatchable aroma of the freshly mowed infield and perfectly groomed outfield. This is the moment I've waited for, and I want to savor it. Just as I'm overcome with tears of joy, I'm startled by the sound of a little girl's voice. "Good morning, Daddy. It's time to get up," piped up my six-year-old daughter, Casey. Talk to any minor league baseball player and he'll relate his own version of the dream. Maybe he's just smacked a walk-off home run in his first game or notched an important save and relief. Or maybe he doesn't star in the field at all. In his dream, he's just picked up the phone to hear a voice tell him that he's being called up to the big leagues. Whatever the scene, it always ends with the same disappointing snap back to reality. In my case, a cold, snowy January morning in Fargo, North Dakota. While Casey dutifully reminded me that it was my turn to take her to school, I couldn't help but wonder if my playing days were nearing an end. In my 11-year career, I had spent 5 years in various independent leagues, one season in AA minor league ball, and parts of 6 years at the AAA level for four organizations: Phillies, Cleveland Indians, Milwaukee Brewers, Boston Red Sox. I'd played 6 seasons of winter ball in Mexico, Venezuela, and Panama. All told, I'd played on 12 teams, logging time at every position on the diamond except for center field. In my mind, I was probably the most experienced player to never have set foot on a major league field as a major league player. Don't get me wrong, I'd loved playing baseball, and I was still good at it, but the yearly frustration and disappointment of not making it to the big leagues were becoming too much to bear, and with my 33rd birthday just 5 days away, February 4th, 2006, the odds that I would ever conquer my dream were not improving. My family's needs also made me wonder how much longer I could pursue the dream.